Okay, we're here outside. There's a bit of a car alarm happening in the background, but it's all happening. We're near the Playhouse Theatre. Is that right, John?
No, the Charing Cross Theatre.
Charing Cross Theatre. But actually, there's a queue of people down the end there. What are they waiting for?
Oh, they're waiting for a go on Lindsay Lohan.
Oh, okay, all right. So exciting.
By a go on Lindsay Lohan, I mean for her autograph, not anything else she might be offering. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm sure they could get that anywhere. Don't need to get that in the West End. Anyway, we've just seen Jacques Brel is alive and well and living in Paris, which is the title of a show because we all know that Jacques Brel's been dead for 40 years. And John, did it make you want to go back to Flanders?
Well, there's an awful lot of death in this. Lots of songs about death, someone popping out of a coffin and singing. Lots of people mourning the death of other people and the death of Belgium, basically. So it sort of made me want to go and visit my great-uncle's grave.
But it's actually quite a lot of funny. The songs are funny. Mind you, the songs are also like the three-act plays in their own right.
Yeah, they all do have a lot of drama in them. But that gives a good opportunity for actors who can sing to interpret them, and some of them do this very well indeed.
Yeah, so we had a terrific cast of Daniel Boys, Eve, I can never pronounce her surname correctly.
Polycarpou.
Yeah, that's the one I can never pronounce. Plus
Gina Beck and David Burt.
Yeah, the lovely Gina Beck and David Burt. And I think collectively there was some beautiful singing, particularly there was a song in the first act. We should have the program open when we start. The Desperate Ones, which I thought was beautifully sung and
yes,
wonderful harmonies.
Yes, I loved the harmonies when they sang quite softly, which they did in The Desperate Ones. Mm-hmm. Probably better than the more martial pieces. But some of the individual interpreted songs were very good as well. Like I said, David Burt's, I think it's called Funeral Tango, is really hilarious. And I thought actually that Eve Polycarpou did really brilliantly in possibly the two most famous songs in Marik and Namikita Pa. Yes, all right, the three most famous songs, because she also did Valse à mille temps, the carousel song,
which was tempting to sing along.
Well, just because you and I have performed it once or twice, this is true. But I really thought when she sat on the edge of the stage with her guitar and sang Namikita Pa in French. I don't think French is one of her languages, but she did it extraordinarily beautifully.
Yes, I think she is polylingual or something.
Yes, but I think it's more likely to be Greek and Turkish because she's from Cyprus. But
yeah, that's true. But anyway, it's just started playing at the Charing Cross Theatre and definitely worth a look, I think. I enjoyed it, even
yes.
If it wasn't 2 hours on death and other hilarious stories.
No, and it's very nicely staged in the atmosphere of a cabaret hall, and the band are extremely good. You know, it's very nice to hear things like accordions that you don't often get, even though it can be a bit of a cliche in French or francophone music.
Oh, it's Belgian, don't forget.
Oh, no, that's why I said francophone, because, yeah. Of course, the big thing about Jacques Brel is, although he was Belgian, he hated the place and couldn't wait to move to France.
And, you know, that comes out in his lyrics.
It comes out in his lyrics. You know, he writes this song about, in Marik, he writes about the flat, grey Flanders land and it all being cold and loveless and miserable. And he thinks he's being really insulting to the Belgians. The Belgians think, oh, someone has written a song about our country, let's make it a national anthem.
Do they say it like that?
No, they probably say it in phlegm.
Yeah. But anyway, I think there's something in that for all of us, I think. But it's an enjoyable evening. And I think if you haven't been exposed to Jacques Brel before, you'll be in for a treat.
Yeah, I think the other thing to say is that none of these songs is less than 35 years old. And they don't feel like that. They feel very fresh. Gina Beck sang one that could have been a contemporary rock song. I mean, really very good indeed.
Yes, and credit to the orchestrations, I think the band,
yeah.
And the production.
And to Andrew Keats, the director. Very, very good work.
Okay, I think that's enough. Over and out.